Mick, how disappointing was that tonight from your team?
Oh, hugely disappointing. Yes, I would love to put a performance on tonight. Even you know, we want to win the game, but to perform, but then conceding after 19 seconds, I think it was always going to prove to be difficult. And I started off 4-4-2 and had to change it just to try and get a foothold in the game. And I didn't expect to have to be doing that after 5 minutes because of the way the game started. And both goals were a catalogue of errors and dreadful goals to give away.
Strange from your team of late, because keeping clean sheets hasn't been a problem over the course of the last 10 or 15.
No, it hasn't. But I've just had a look at them. There's mistakes from, you know, two or three players, and if you do that, if you make as many mistakes, you're going to get punished, and we did. It was Keystone Cops defending that. It was awful.
Better in the second half, though, but I guess they sort of sat back a bit and you found it difficult to carve out clear-cut chances.
Yeah, there was no room in behind to get in behind them at all, and we had to play everything, try to play through them, and I thought we got into some good positions, actually, and got some crosses in, and is anybody going to get on the end of them? I don't know. They got to most things. We had a few, you know, little bits. We just needed to nick something, and we didn't. The second goal is the one that's killed us. Whatever about the first one, right on half time, for us not to have our own seize mentality and say, right, whatever happens, it's not going in our net. That's the one that's killed us.
Such a shame you couldn't build on the good work at Hillsborough of a couple of weeks ago, arguably your best performance of the season.
Sure, yeah, and I am at an absolute loss at this moment in time to tell you why, because, you know, I know players went away on international duty. Well, I can tell you why, because we gave a goal away after 19 seconds. I can't, you know, the performance and having to play against Forest, who've got decent players, was just tarnished by that goal straight away. Made it a real uphill battle and real tough for us to play. But even then, I'm thinking at half-time getting at 1-0, and the second one really just put the tin hat on it for them.
And the change at half-time, both tactical, no injury for Grant Ward or Teddy Bishop?
No injury, no. I just wanted to try and get Johnny Williams on, because I knew they'd be sitting back, and see if anybody can find a bit of space and open somebody up and drive past somebody, then Johnny can, for sure. And put Kev Brew on, he might find a pass. It was just a fresh body. I could have had a look around. I think I could have took more than that off.
Tom really struggling towards the end. That's not an injury on top of everything else for Tom Lawrence, was it?
I'm not sure at the moment. I've just come out. I've not checked all the injuries. I don't think so. But he's put a real shift in, Tom Lawrence. I mean, he's, you know, probably just knackered.
And since we last spoke, Conor Grant has gone back to Everton to play for their under-23s, and I guess we can all see the reasoning behind that. He just wasn't going to get minutes here.
No, he wasn't. Tom Lawrence, certainly playing in the wide left, certainly he's nailed that position down. And to be fair, Conor's not that. He's better playing in the inside, and I've got enough midfield players, and certainly with Dozer's really doing well, Koundé's come back and doing well, Adam McDonald. We've got our own players that, you know, as I said, Dozer was on the bench today, that we really need to be pushing through.